For today's In Touch, I'll talk to Mayor of Kelowna Ken Harrington about a forum that's being held tomorrow that will deal with the Bunker Mill Bridge and its future. We'll also talk about some decisions made at their last council meeting, including the hiring of a new Parks and Rec superintendent and the appointment of a new council member.
What has been decided is we're having a public forum, public meeting, Tuesday night at 7 to hopefully get public input. And off of that, a decision will have to be made. The county has given us time to have this meeting, and then we'll report back to them a week after that and tell them if we have a plan, and if so, what it is. Otherwise, I think it's going to get torn down.
Okay. But at this point, the city's doesn't have the funding to repair it or inspect it.
Correct. Plus, we don't own it.
Did you talk about what that means for the Bunker Mill Trail, or is that something you'll address later on?
Well, we'll actually address that afterwards, but the way I understand it, some of the easements for right-of-way for the trail have been pulled. So at this point, we don't have easements to even put a trail in. So between now and next Tuesday, we're checking on that also. Because if there's no easements for trail, the bridge doesn't mean much.
An easement would be the permission to use the ground for the trail?
Correct.
And then are you expecting to attend that meeting, and is other city council members going to be there?
I know I'll attend. Ryan will be there, and all the council members have been invited. I don't know that they'll be there or not.
It is open to the public then?
Correct.
Where is this being held?
Chamber building. Okay. Next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
Well, with that empty council seat, did you guys appoint anybody?
Yes, we did. Joe Schmidt, he has agreed to take the council position to fill out Dave Bentley's term till November, and then we hope he likes what he sees and what he does, so he'll run for a new term.
Did you have multiple people showing interest in this position?
We had, I'll say, 4 that actually looked at the position, talked to us about the position, and decided they couldn't put the time commitment in. Joe's the only one that actually has agreed to put in the time commitment. So we're tickled to death to find someone that stepped forward.
Definitely. And has he been involved with city stuff before?
I don't know that he's ever been on another council. He has been coming to the planning meetings for the potential joint venture on the rec community building with the high school. So he has had some involvement in a few city things, but I don't believe he's ever been a council member.
How long was that discussion on the community building? Did you go in depth on that?
We didn't really talk about that too much last night. We're waiting on our architect to come back with 2 different conceptual drawings and ideas. Then from there, it'll come to the council, and if the council agrees with either or, then I think it'll be discussions with the school system to see if a joint venture is going to work out.
And it looks like you may have hired a new rec director?
We did hire a rec director last year. Ryan Farnsworth from Iowa City. He is finishing his master's degree over this year at the University of Iowa, so he has some experience primarily in internships. He has worked some at the University of Iowa Rec Centers and I believe also in the Iowa City Rec Centers. He'll be a part-time person until at least spring or when he graduates, and then he'll become full-time.
That was my conversation with Mayor of Kelowna Ken Harrington. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.